in Christ, totally with God's program, all in. When a believer loses themselves and allows themselves to be absorbed into the Godhead, they're in Christ. Now, all believers are born again by the Holy Spirit. However, the birth of this perfect spirit being does not manifest in the soul or the body immediately, if ever. They're not totally in Christ, though they're saved. For one thing, they're ignorant. For another thing, they're immature. For another thing, they may not be completely converted. What do I mean by not completely converted? I mean they have not willingly acknowledged and surrendered every area of self-will. When a person totally surrenders to the person of the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our teacher, our helper, and our power, they sink into Christ to be absorbed by the Godhead. Mostly this state is an act of will, but a certain amount of knowledge and strength of relationship is also required. How much? Ask God. You have to know what you're doing to make a legitimate decision. God knows your heart and judges fairly and rightly. So just speaking, "I surrender all," does not sign the contract. Peter told Jesus he would never deny him, and then turned around and denied him vociferously. Peter was not in Christ at that time. On the day of Pentecost, Peter was in Christ, and remained so throughout his martyrdom. In Christ is where we are truly free, truly loved, truly at peace, truly in faith, truly healed, truly a son of God. Truly a co-heir with Christ, truly a steward of the kingdom of God.